بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أمية بن مخشين الصحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالسا ورجل يأكل فلم يسمي الله حتى لم يبق من طعامه إلا لقمة، فلما رفعها إلى فيه قال: بسم الله أوله وآخره. فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال: ما زال الشيطان يأكل معه، فلما ذكر اسم الله استقاء ما في بطنه. رواه أبو داود والنسائي. حضرت أمية بن مخشي صحابي of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting one day and a person was eating. So the person was eating in front of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَلَمْ يُسَمِّ اللَّهَ. This person did not say Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim when he commenced eating. So he continued eating حَتَّى لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْ تَعَامِهِ إِلَّا لُقْمَةً. Until just one morsel was left of his meal. He consumed the entire meal, but one morsel. When the last morsel was left, فَلَمَّا رَفَعَهَا إِلَىٰ فِيهِ, when he picked it up towards his mouth, then he said, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ أَوَّلَهُ وَآخِرَهُ. I take the name of Allah Ta'ala in the beginning of this meal and in the end. Rasulullah ﷺ then smiled and he said that Shaitan was eating continuously with him, but the moment this person took the name of Allah Ta'ala, Shaitan then spewed out whatever was in his stomach. From this we understand, the person when he eats and he does not say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then you have invited Shaitan to also partake of that meal. So this hadith, some ulama have explained that yes, when a person does not take the name of Allah Ta'ala, he does not say Bismillahi wa barakatillah or Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim when he commences eating, then Shaitan will continuously eat with him. He physically eats with the person. And others have mentioned that this person who is eating and he did not take the name of Allah Ta'ala, then there will be no more barakah left in that food. So let us not invite Shaitan to partake of the meals when we are eating. Shaitan, the moment this person said Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, which means I take Allah Ta'ala's name in the beginning of this meal and in the end, because he said this at least in the end of his meal, then Shaitan vomited whatever he was eating. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل طعاما في ستة من أصحابه. As Aisha radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was eating food with six sahaba. So six of them were eating. فَجَاءَ رَابِيٌ, one Bedouin then came along. So this food was sufficient for all of them. This Bedouin comes, فَأَكَلَهُ بِلُقْمَتَيْنِ, he gulped it down in two morsels. He just ate it, the entire food in two morsels. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَمَا إِنَّهُ لَوْ سَمَّى لَكَفَاكُمْ. رَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. Rasulullah said that if only this person took the name of Allah Ta'ala and he said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then all this food that was here would have sufficed all of you. But it was not sufficient for us now. Why? Because this person did not say Bismillah and he had this greed in him, and just two morsels he ate the entire food, whereas it could have been sufficient for all of us only if he said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Simple ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all of us to make amal. Teach it to our family members of our children to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when you eat. The mustun dua Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq hidayat.